Hey guys, I'm Sandy.
And I'm Christy.
And we're a little bit dead. Dun, dun,
dun. Dun, dun, dun. Girl, I miss you so much.
I miss you too. So I want to start this episode. We did not record last week. We did not release an episode on Friday. We had used up all our ones that we had ahead. Christy and I were both very busy with our jobs. And also, things were very heavy last week.
So heavy.
And yeah. So, I have missed you horribly because you and I have not had a chance to sit down and talk or process or anything about anything.
I know.
Even our jobs. Because we've both just been...
Yeah, this was a rough last week. And
yeah.
I mean, I was here several days last week, but... we were just in the crunch of things.
Yeah, Christy and I had our friendiversary.
It's a friendiversary, yes.
Yeah, because that's how we got close originally, was she came to help me with homecoming. So Christy came and helped me with homecoming mums again, but it was just like there wasn't time to talk. There wasn't time to do anything but staple and hot glue and then go do the next one.
And then for me to aggravate and say, hey, Sandy, where's this at?
Yeah.
How do you make that?
Yeah. Listen, this new girl, I hired a new girl to help me because I don't do well left to my own devices. And she cleaned and organized all day. It was so nice.
Yeah.
So I think she's going to be
good.
I hope
it works out. I really do.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
You need that. You need that.
I do. So bad. I need that. So where do you want to start today? Because I have many things to say.
There is just so much. We cannot do this episode and not talk about what's going on right now.
No.
It's so difficult. I have been listening to Charlie Kirk for quite a few years now. I think I really started listening to it maybe 4 or 5 years ago was when I really kind of started.
I did not really listen to Charlie Kirk. Like, he would come up a lot on my TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some of the, like, short exchanges that he had with different people about different topics. And I would, like, watch that. But I wasn't, like, I didn't listen to, I know he's got a podcast and some other things. I didn't really listen to all that because I just didn't.
And I do this a lot whenever I'm at work. When we get new items in at work, you know, all these clothes, every single piece of clothing, it comes in a package. You have to unpackage every single item, and then it's full of all these wrinkles, so you have to steam it, because if you don't steam it, then your clothing in your store just looks awful. I have spent hours steaming clothing while listening to... Yeah. Charlie Kirk and people like that on podcasts, just because I listen to that and I listen to true crime stories.
Yeah, I listen to more true crime really podcasts than anything else, because sometimes I feel like political stuff just gets too heavy for me.
Yeah.
And so I feel like, and I don't mean like true crime is not like a light and fluffy subject, but it's not as heavy to me, and I don't get in, like, it doesn't stress me out.
Right.
And sometimes political things, like, I like to choose what I consume, and I don't choose to consume a lot of political news, podcasts, things like that.
I don't know. I find them fascinating whenever you find somebody that resonates with truth, not necessarily an agenda.
Yeah, and I did like Charlie
Kirk.
Yes. Like, don't
and
get me
that's
wrong.
That's how it always struck me. Now, also, I mean, we've talked about this from the get-go. From the get-go, you and I have talked about where I come from as far as religious views and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so that part of the things he spoke about, that did resonate with me.
Yeah.
And even for some of the things that I maybe did not agree on with him, the fact that he came across in a respectful manner for the most part.
Yeah, and that, I mean, like, he was not, if somebody said something to him about religion, while he may not agree with it, He was not ever hateful to people.
No.
He was very kind, to be honest.
I've watched, and I know what aggravates me so much right now is there's so many people that are playing these little clips, and it'll be just the little short clips that somebody made for a TikTok or something like that, and you lose the whole context of what he was saying because it's just these little short snippets of things. And I have to tell you, I've watched from beginning to end to a lot of these things.
Yeah.
And even whenever it was something that he, in a very deeply religious perspective, did not agree with, he never downed that person as a person.
No,
he did never not. Did. Never. And so to sit now and hear people calling him names like racist, to call him racist whenever he spewed things that were facts. He did not say.
Did you see what happened to Stephen King?
Yes.
He got canceled. I mean, Stephen King's always been kind of a dick, but he got himself canceled in a real big way. Like, bookstores in Belfast pulled all his books out and packed them up.
Yeah.
And send them back to him. Like, while Charlie Kirk was not, I wouldn't say for the gays, he also wasn't against them.
He supported them as having value as a human being and having the same rights as everybody
else.
Stephen
King,
and that's a fact.
Came
he
out.
Did.
Oh, yeah, he did. And so when Stephen King came out and said he was for stoning gay people, like,
he
that was
never,
so stupid.
That, this is the part that is just driving me wild right now. All I can think of is that people, the only thing that they've seen are these little tiny clips.
Well, I mean,
I just feel like you cannot go to TikTok or Wikipedia even to get factual information. You have to dig and find out the truth for yourself, people.
Well, and I feel like, too, so many of the people that have something to say aren't even watching the little bitty clips. They just know that he's a religious
So
man,
somebody said, therefore,
Republican.
He voted. He campaigned for Trump, so therefore, he is what's all the words? Xenophobic and racist and, what is the other one that they're saying now?
Transphobic.
Whole thing is just absolutely ridiculous.
I have a headache. I'm going to be honest. I have a headache.
Yeah.
My brain hurts from all this, you know, and we sit here every week and make this podcast, and we have very much triangulated ourselves, where we work, that kind of stuff. I'm not going to stop doing it.
Yeah. Whenever you had sent me that text saying something about that the other day, about how we've triangulated ourselves, you know, in my mind I was thinking that we have not said anything that isn't true, to our hearts, to our knowledge that was
and
true.
If anybody is listening to this and gets any ideas, Christy and I are both armed at all times, so I mean, we're not the one to play with if you want to play.
That's why I was saying, like, I went ahead and said, you know, we can take that out, because when we originally started talking about doing the podcast, we laid down some rules. Number one rule was that we were going to be completely honest with each other, even if we disagreed. And there's been a lot of things we've disagreed on. But, you know, we did say we were not going to talk about politics or religion. And the main reason why, when it came to that, is because I don't believe that arguing with somebody is ever going to change anybody's mind, and it just causes more division and hate and discontent. It just does. But I have to say that, with that said, speaking your truth and even a friendly debate or something like that, that is not the same as arguing with somebody.
Yeah.
That is not even the same.
Right. And I think, too, a lot of it, like, you and I do have differing views on a lot of different topics, political, religious, many things that we are different about. And I think that, you know, we can sit here and have a conversation about it and be respectful to one another. You know, and that's what Charlie Kirk was about, like, being respectful to one another. And so I just think that, you know, if you have something to say, by all means, say whatever it is that you want to say, but you have to be respectful of who you're talking to.
Yeah. And here's like a big point too that is just really resonated. I'm using that word again. This really resonated with me is we all are different in our different ways, like every single one of us. And I'm not talking about just like your race, your gender, your whatever. Okay, I'm talking about when you get down to the nitty gritty, deep down yourself, who you are as a person. Every single one of us are different in our own little unique ways.
Yeah.
There is no way possible that you will ever find one single person on this earth that you 100% all the time agree with them. It's not possible to happen. And we all of a sudden have come into this mindset that if somebody disagrees with me, they're wrong, they're hateful, they're racist, they're all these names that people don't even look in the dictionary before they call people.
Yeah.
And that is not... first of all,
it's
that's
okay
not an argument.
You can agree to disagree.
And you know, when we disagree with each other and we share our thoughts with each other, you know what I love? I love that when we walk away, we hug each other, tell each other we love each other, and we're still best friends when we leave.
Yeah. And, you know, this podcast and this friendship with you has been really important to me because, you know, and I've talked about it on here before, I've always, like, changed who I was depending on who I was around and who I was friends with, and I would like more for myself to fit in with whatever the situation was or whoever I was with to fit in with what I thought they wanted me to be, and I did not do that with you.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that I didn't.
I am too, because I've gotten to know the real you.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody knows the real me besides you. I mean, because I've always done that my whole life. It's like, oh, I have to be this to this person. I have to be this to this person. I have to act like this when I'm here. And
God, that is so tiring.
It is exhausting. And girl, I'm already tired. And so to not have to worry about that has been like a burden has been lifted off of me. Because now I don't do it with anybody. Because now that I know that I can, I'll just do what I do.
Yeah.
Because I just didn't ever feel like I could do that.
So. No, I feel the same. I mean, not in that sense of what you're saying, but I've loved knowing that. And I've actually said this out loud to some people, that I feel like if you've never started a new friendship with somebody and laid down the law like that, just lay them rules out and make an agreement that you will be 100% honest about every single thing.
Yep.
Like, this has been so refreshing.
Yeah.
It's been easy.
Yes, very. We don't have to talk every day. We don't have to... You know, I've had friendships where I felt like, oh, I've got to call so-and-so by a certain time, or they're going to think I'm mad, or they're going to be mad at me, or like, and I don't have that now, and it's very liberating.
Yeah.
It's peaceful.
Well, we're too old for that crap.
We're too old for that crap. So, yeah, but back to the issue at hand. You know, I just, there's so much of what's going on right now that I just don't like it. And I can't wrap my brain about how did it get like this. You know, and I don't know if you follow Jeffree Star or not.
Yes, I actually saw. I don't follow Jeffree Star, but I've seen some of the stuff.
I have followed Jeffree Star for years. He is a gay man. He's a very talented makeup artist.
Yes.
I like to watch his makeup videos.
He has his own line of cosmetics.
Yes, he does have his own line. And he's gotten canceled many times. By his own folks.
Yep.
And because he's outspoken about a lot of things.
Yeah.
And so I think he said some things very recently that were very important.
Yes.
And I can't remember if it was him or another gay guy that said what I'm about to say. So if you know, you'll have to correct me.
Okay.
So... Yes, there are people that are transgender, but it used to be that it was grown-ups that were transgender, or like grown people, and now it's all these children. And it's being caused by parents who have a gay child that want to fix it. And they want to take the kid to the doctor and get on a medication or a hormone, like they're trying to fix their kid, their gay kid. They want a condition. So that's where all this stuff is coming into play with all these kids, is their parents, instead of just being loving and going, oh, I have a gay kid, they're being too much, and they're wanting it to be a syndrome. They're wanting it to be something that they can give a medication about or have a surgery about, or
yeah.
And that's been normalized and that's become okay, but it is not. It is 100% child abuse.
Oh yeah, and, I agree. Yeah,
I mean, like Caitlyn Jenner, Jeffree Star, there's several trans and gay men that have come out and said that very thing.
Yes.
You know, like, what was done to Jazz Jennings, those parents should be in jail. She was a child.
Tell me, I don't.
She had about a transgender kid. Mm-hmm. I can't remember how old she was, but she had a show on TLC, and it's called, like, I Am Jazz or something. She was a little kid, like 10, 11, 12 years old, and was taking hormones and having feminization surgeries as a child. Mm. And that was just put on television as a normal thing to do.
Girl.
And so, I mean,
I said, okay, I have to say this. I'm not changing the subject. This goes along with this. But whenever all this happened, and like the first words out of my mouth was, I don't want to hear that this is another trans shooting.
Yeah.
That was the very first words out of my mouth. And then whenever I saw that they were saying that there was evidence where there was agendas that were written on the bullet casings that they found and different things like that, my immediate response, and matter of fact, I think I was talking to you, my immediate response was, I call bullshit, because I just feel like, are people really out there, they're killing each other over agendas?
Yeah.
Because I believe something than you believe, you deserve to die.
Yeah.
That, like, this is, like,
it's crazy. And that, you know, it's been, and it's all these people saying, oh, MAGA is crazy. Anybody that supports Donald Trump is crazy. They're the ones that are doing all this. And it's literally not. It is the left.
Now, I'm not going to go ahead and tell you that there are not some people out there that claim to be conservative. Oh. They claim to be conservative, and they're doing some pretty shady, nasty stuff to you.
Oh, yeah. No. Career politicians needs to be done away with. Because there are some...
Not even the politicians. I mean, there are other groups out there that they claim to be Republicans, or they claim to be conservative, and they're doing shady stuff.
What they do is they put on a MAGA hat, or they put on a Trump shirt, or they do whatever, you know, to make them fit in with the crowd that they're in, and then they do hateful shit.
What was that dude's name? That, he's some kind of leader in the KKK.
And oh, I don't remember his name.
He was stirring up all kinds of crap, and he was talking so much crap to Charlie Kirk because he was not conservative enough. Because he did not hate the gay people. This is coming from somebody who is an extremist. And then you have people on the other side that are calling Charlie Kirk a racist and homophobic whenever you've got this random white dude that thinks that he's God because his skin color is white that is saying crazy crap too. Like, the whole thing is just, this is insane to me. Hey, I wanted to bring something up. Now, you brought it up, so I think I'm going to open this up and let you talk about this. But you had said something to me about... You'd said something about somebody that was, like, taking it too far.
Yeah.
On the conservative side.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think you and I were talking about... remember during the pandemic, and there was, like, a hotline and a website set up to where, like, if your neighbor had too many people over, stuff like that, you could call in to this hotline or whatever, and, like, get people in trouble for breaking quarantine or whatever. Well, now, there is hotlines and websites where you can turn in, people who are speaking out and saying hateful things about Charlie Kirk, and I think that's taking it too far.
Oh, 100%.
Because here's the thing. There was a movement that was started by Quinn Pratt. He's a big creator on TikTok. He was just very quietly, while he was on TikTok, taking note of things that people were saying that was hate, and saying Charlie Kirk deserved to die, and celebrating that kind of stuff. He was just going to their profile, figuring out where they worked, screenshotting what they said, and sending it to their employers.
Yep.
Very reasonable thing. I feel like that was a reasonable thing to do. If I saw something like that, I would probably forward that to someone.
Yeah.
And he's gotten a lot of people fired. But now somebody's taken it a step too far and set up a website or a hotline or whatever it is. My son was telling me about it. To where you can call in or email in. And it's just, freedom of speech is a thing.
Yep.
People can say anything you want to say. You can say it. Now, there might be a consequence for what you say. Like, you know, that there was a teacher right here in East Texas that their alligator mouth overloaded their Jada Bird ass. Got fired.
Oh, yeah. And did you hear that teacher had said, oh, they love me here. I can do anything.
Yeah, they love me here. They're not going to do anything. I can do anything I want. Yeah, well, you're in the unemployment line now, so try again.
Yeah.
So,
but there has to be consequences to our actions, but I'm agreeing with you because this right here is exactly what we've been seeing happen on the other side.
On the other
side. You're going to complain that people on the left are doing so and so, you're going to complain about that and then turn around and start doing it on the right? Like that, no, that is not conservatism. Whenever you are getting your speech censored just because somebody disagrees with you.
Here's the thing. I will always 100% stand behind free speech. It is a thing.
Even if I disagree with what they say.
Even if I disagree with what anybody in the room has to say, you're still allowed to say it. Now, there will be a consequence to what you have said because I'm going to say something back and you're not going to like it.
Yeah.
And I've done quite a bit of that lately and probably pissed several people off, but don't come to me with something dumb and expect me to not have a reaction.
Right.
Like, free speech is free for everybody. It's not just free for you because
don't you think that something. This kind of started when, like, it just seems in the last few years we've changed from, what I was going to say is it's like it's almost more criminal to offend somebody than it is to commit an actual crime.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we have come to the place that it is more illegal to offend somebody, and that is infringing on people's freedom of speech.
Yeah. I had a nail appointment today. I was getting my nails done, and I ran into somebody that I went to school with. She currently teaches junior high. And we were just talking about all of this and some other stuff going on. And, you know, she was saying, what year did people stop raising their kids? Like, I raised my kids. Like, I was present and we learned how to solve problems at home and, like, I raised my kids. Like, we did tough love. We did, you know, if you're bad, if you do that, you're getting a spanking. There was consequences. What year did people stop raising their children? Like, when did all this gentle parenting bullshit come about to where you just let your kids do whatever the fuck they want and there's no punishment, there's no consequence?
The problem is, if kids think that there's no consequence, they grow up to be adults thinking that there's no consequence.
Yeah, and that's what is happening right now, is like these kids that are like 22, 25 years old was like born at the beginning of that. And so, and the kids right now are even worse, but they're, it is a parenting problem in this country. It's a parenting problem everywhere. But because, you know, the government overreach was like, well, if you spank your kids, you'll go to jail. Like, who the fuck are you to tell me whether or not I spank my kids?
Yeah.
Like, I was raised in the 80s. I got my ass tore up on the regs whether I needed it or not.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And so... Yeah,
same.
I wanted to be a better parent than the parents that I had. Well,
don't you think that, like, I understand that feelings are valid. I get that. Feelings are valid. Yeah. Feelings are real. But we rely so much on feelings nowadays that people cannot get over shit because they feel a certain way and their emotions are this and that. And here's the thing about feelings. Feelings are a pendulum. You know, they swing back and forth, left and right, constant. We feel one way one day and we feel a different way another day. And I'm not saying that feelings are not valid. I'm not saying that there's not legitimacy in that. But I'm saying we put so much stock in feelings that kids didn't learn to get over it like we had to. Like, I've never held a grudge against my parents and thought my parents were just evil people. And I am not personally traumatized because my parents whipped my ass with a switch. Like, they used a whole entire switch.
My daddy had a paddle that had Proverbs something or another, like...
Spare the rod, spoil the child.
Yeah, but it was like somebody took, like, a router and, like, routed it out, like, deep in that paddle.
Yeah.
And he wore my ass out with that until I had Proverbs whatever, whatever, all up my back, legs, butt, everywhere.
Yep. Oh, God.
But, you know, when we were kids, it was... If you have a feeling about blah, 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 talk about it with your whoever. Figure out how you feel about it and move on to the next thing. It wasn't, oh, you have a feeling about something? Well, dwell on it and sit there and don't think about anything else and, like, talk.
Chew on it and talk about it
to everybody in your day-to-day life. Like, I'm going to tell you this. I am so fucking sick of people sending me shit that I don't care about. Send me something funny.
Yeah.
Like, send me something that I saw a TikTok and it made me think of you, so I sent it to you. Like, do that shit. Like, I'm tired of everybody. I'm tired of me taking on everybody else's feelings. I don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
I just don't want to. Because I have my own feelings. And I like to do a thing where I don't talk about my feelings all the time.
Yeah.
I like to do a thing where I use my own brain and my own problem solving skills and sit and think about whatever my feeling is and go, okay, that's valid, or okay, maybe I don't feel that way about it. I can do that inside my own head.
And like I said a while ago, from day to day, those feelings might change.
Yeah.
Because they do swing back and forth.
Why is it so normal to shout from the rooftops all of your problems and all of your feelings?
With that said right there, that brings me into this whole conspiracy bullshit.
I'm so fucking sick of that shit.
We've made jokes and talked about how I am a conspiracy theorist to a point.
Yeah.
Okay, but people are literally just sitting around with nothing else to do, making up all kinds of scenarios
now. Also, a lot of the things that are being called conspiracy theories right now, that shit's been around for 20 years.
Mm.
Like, this is not new information.
Oh, I'm talking about with Charlie Kirk's
stuff. Oh, yeah. I mean, like, there are certain accounts that I do follow on TikTok because I want to hear what those particular people have to say about what's going on, because they're sources that I trust to deliver me accurate information. And so, like, I feel like I'm pretty aware of what's going on, but I'm not listening to people talk about their feelings. I'm talking about Cash Patel telling me a fact.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Pam Bondi telling me a fact.
Yeah.
So maybe just stop looking at shit that isn't pertinent to the investigation.
No, I'm telling and you, go, like, I have seen so many people just making up stuff.
Yeah. Stop following random people that don't know what they're talking about. Go follow somebody that's going to tell you a fact. Like Cash Patel, Dan Bongino, Pam Bondi. Those are people involved with the investigation that are telling facts about what is going on. They're not talking about conspiracies. They're not talking about their feelings.
Honestly, though.
And all of those people were friends with Trump. That was their friend.
That's right. But what I was going to say, though, is in honesty, I agree with you 100%. Those are the people that are going to be real with you. And I think that's what makes this a little different. This happening now versus, you know, things happening in the past, because you actually have people in places in office now that you feel like can be trusted to give some truthful facts.
Yeah.
But we're also kind of programmed at this point to not believe anything that somebody in government or the media tells you.
I don't have the brain capacity that other people are giving me credit for right now, because I just don't. It's homecoming season. I'm covered up in funerals. I have so much other shit going on in my life that, like, I can't let any recent event consume me the way some people are allowing it to consume them.
Yeah.
If you are feeling consumed by this overwhelming need to dig into things to a level that may, if it seems unhealthy, it probably is.
Yeah.
Just take a breath. Let things unfold the way they're going to unfold. You know, and I've said for years, like, I don't want to know if, like, when 9/11 was happening, I had to turn off the TV because it was stressing me out. Because shit was, that day was also happening in Texas. And I was in the hospital with my girls had RSV. And we were in Marshall in the hospital. And there was a train derailment that day. Hospital got put on lockdown because they thought that that was also another terrorist attack. Had nothing to do with anything. But I was getting stressed out and worked out.
I cannot imagine the stress you would have been under.
And my husband couldn't get to me because the hospital was on lockdown. I couldn't go outside. I couldn't go smoke. Like, it was very stressful for that day. Anyway. But I turned on, like, cartoons or something just to, like, not look at the news. And one of the nurses came in and was like, oh my God, I can't believe you're not watching the news. And I was like, I can't. I literally can't. My brain is full. And everybody's doing all the speculating. And, like, here's the deal. Opinions are like orgasms. Mine's the only one that matters.
Yep.
I mean, everybody's got an opinion. Everybody's got something to say. And, like, there are too many people start giving too many opinions. And it's just like, you know, my daddy used to say opinions are like assholes. Everybody's got one.
Yeah.
But because I have an opinion and because you have a different opinion doesn't make your opinion more important than my opinion. Everybody needs to sit down, shut the fuck up, let the FBI and the authorities do their investigation, and when there's something for us to know about, we'll find out.
Well, I told you I had one thing that had just been really pressing on me that, because there's so many conspiracies about this person and that person and yada yada, I've heard it being called a hit job.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it was, but not.
But it was not.
There's a lot.
And this is, I'm going to go ahead and confess, this is my opinion. I have the right to my opinion, too. And this is my opinion. But I really feel like if it was a hit job, that could have been done a long time ago. That could have been done in so many places. He was a celebrity to a point, but he was not a celebrity like a normal celebrity is.
No.
He lived a very average, normal life as far as going to the grocery store and have, you know, he had little kids. He lived a normal life in a normal neighborhood, you know.
Yeah.
And that could have happened in so many different ways, but no, they decided to do it in a very public place where they knew people would be recording. They did it in a way that it would be a statement. That was a political statement.
Yes.
100%.
I agree with you. I have so many things.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and he was a kid that was brought up in a conservative household. And, you know, conservatism is not the end-all be-all. Because I was brought up in an extremely conservative household. But I feel like I'm pretty liberal about some things. Like, I mean, there's some things that I'm like, yeah, no, I don't.
I think that every one of us are just all over the place when it comes to it, you know?
I mean, if you ask me, like, I'm pretty conservative, but I'm not a Christian. I'm not anti-gay. I'm not, like, I don't care. I don't care who you love as long as you're not doing weird shit to kids. Like, you know, I'm not against everything that I feel like a good conservative would be against. Like, I'm pretty liberal in my conservatism, and we've talked about that mm-hmm. multiple times on here.
Yeah. Same. I do consider myself a Christian, and I enjoy doing this right here.
Oh, yeah. I pop you open a new beer.
Yep.
Listen. As a person who is very staunchly not a Christian, like, I'm not. I can see that you are, and I would never voice my opinion so loudly to you. Like, I'm not going to change your mind. I don't want to change your mind. I want you to be who you are.
Yeah.
This is who I am. And that's who you are.
And I would expect that you would expect me to accept you exactly how you are.
I mean, yeah, and we have had, you know, private conversations about this as well. I'm not a Christian. I can't be. I don't want to be. But I don't care what other people do with their life, because that's their life. It doesn't affect me.
Right.
Do I get tired sometimes? Like, sometimes I'll have people come in that I've known all my life, or that I used to go to church with or whatever, and they'll invite me to their church, and that's fine. I don't have a problem with it. I always say, oh yeah, thank you, I appreciate that, I'm not gonna go. But then they won't let it go after that, and like keep like bringing it up, or like they'll want to stand there and talk about their Bible study for a real long time. Girl, I don't have time to listen to that. I really don't. Like, first of all, I'm busy. And second of all, I don't care about it. And, you know, if you want to talk...
I can usually see the glazed look in somebody's eyes when I'm talking about something that they don't care about.
Yeah, and like...
I'm kind of like, okay.
You know, if somebody came in not too long ago and they were doing a Bible study on Ruth, and I just wanted to vomit. I was like, don't. I was like, oh, that's so great for you. I am so busy right now. Can we circle back another time about this? I'm like, but that is my opinion.
Yeah.
If somebody else finds something great about Ruth, great. Good for you. I love it for you. It's not for me.
But that's exactly like, and I told you this, it's going to be impossible to not talk about Charlie Kirk right now.
Yeah, no.
But that is exactly how he was, though. And I'm not saying that he would not still bring the subject back around, because he would. He did. That was his number one.
I mean,
the most important thing to him. But at the same time, he never tried to say, okay, well, this person is shit because they don't believe how I believe.
Yeah, and he also, like, didn't shut people up. Like, he didn't just, like, oh, yeah, I'm done talking to you because you're a fucking idiot. Like, that wasn't who he was. He let people say what they needed to say.
Yeah.
And he gave short, concise answers as to why they may or may not be wrong, whatever. And, like, I feel like I try to live my life in a way where the average Joe off the street doesn't really know my opinions. Because my opinions are not important to them, right? And why are we giving so much weight to opinions?
Yeah.
It's just an opinion. You're welcome to have any opinion.
And your
you
opinion
want.
Is not going to change by argument. Their opinion is not going to change by argument.
No.
They're not going to change by hatred.
No. And Charlie Kirk was very good at debating and, like, taking these college kids and having a debate. And that's a grown up word. He was not hateful, he was not mean, he was not rude. He just said, okay, if you feel that way, can you back that up with one historical fact? And if they couldn't, or they could, or whatever, then he would say, okay, cool, well, I have this historical fact that if you look at this, then it was this way. That was a grown-up way to have a conversation.
I think that might be one of the things that I admired most about him.
Yeah.
Was the way that he made it into a conversation.
Yeah, he made it into a conversation.
And he would word it in a way to make you really dig deep and think about why is this your opinion.
Yeah. Like, he made you justify your own opinion.
Not just repeating something you heard somebody say, you know?
And I think the fact that he was going on college campuses and talking to these kids who have grown up without being raised by parents who made them have consequences for anything that have produced this generation of weenie heads, it just breaks my brain, Christy. It just breaks my fucking brain. I don't get it.
Yeah.
You know, when they started doing the whole, you can't spank your kids, and you can't do this, you can't discipline, and oh, it's not healthy. Like, but who? Ugh. I don't know.
That was their opinion. I'm just going to go ahead and say that. Well, that was their opinion.
That was, you know, and...
And that opinion should not be forced on other people.
When they started yelling.
Well, I mean, and with this conversation, we just did an episode not too long ago where I said that I do feel strongly in my heart that I agree with what my dad said to me. At this point, now that I'm on this other side of parenting, there are things that I can look back on and say, I was too hard. I should have given more grace.
Yeah.
Okay, that is something that every parent is going to go through. But I'm going to tell you, like, this is something that is a strong fear of mine. I don't believe in disciplining your kids while you're angry. I don't agree with that. And I came to a point where I tried to make sure that it wasn't happening while I was angry, because I didn't want there to be things that I regretted saying or doing. But I have a feeling that a lot of the parents now that think that just talking in a sweet voice and no, you know.
Well,
the gentle parenting thing, you know, it's good to a point. There are some good things about it, but there are some things that I feel like can have some bad consequences. And that, to me, is going to be when these parents get to a point where the child who's not had any consequences goes too far and the parent loses their shit.
Well, you know, I'm trying to think how I can word this and it still go out to the masses. I have stopped putting myself in certain situations with certain people in my life because their kids annoy the fuck out of me. Like, I'm not going to stop what I'm doing to look at your kid do something stupid. Like, because they learned a new trick or something. Like, because I don't care. And, like, there have been kids that have, seen me drink a beer and broke down and cried. And I freaked out about me driving afterward. Sit down and shut the fuck up. That is learned behavior from their parent being too much. I went somewhere one time. This kid walked out to my car and I was smoking a cigarette. And I threw it out. And they said, you're going to die. You're going to die from smoking cigarettes. This is like a 10-year-old. And I'm like, you're going to die from getting your ass beat. Because you don't speak to adults that way. Get the fuck out of my face. And then they ran off crying to their mother. But, like, it's not... Why are we putting children in adult spaces? Why are we putting children and giving children information that is not pertinent to them being a child?
That's a good question, girl.
And why are children being used as pawns to take over a situation of, like, oh, look what I can, like, do you remember the Mad TV, the guy that would go, look what I can do?
Oh, that, wasn't that Saturday Night Live?
No, it was Mad TV. It was Mad TV, and I can't, it
Jeffrey?
Was, no, I can't remember who it was, but, I mean, that shit right there, and that was my favorite skit on that show, and the mom was, like, a Midwest-looking Stewart.
Stewart, yes! Now, Stuart.
Stuart. It was Mad TV, and it was Michael McDonald.
Yes, 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 yes.
But, I mean, that shit, when that was on TV in the early 2000s,
yeah,
that shit was so funny to me. But as the time has, as the years have gone on, and that's what actual fucking kids are doing and acting like.
But they already were back then, too. That's why I made the skit about it.
I know, but it, like, when did that become okay?
I think that's always been a thing.
Oh, my God. I did not raise my kids to be that way.
I raised my kids
to be, you are to be seen and not heard. If nobody's talking to you and two adults are talking, you sit down and shut the fuck up. And you do not interrupt.
Yeah, the whole not interrupting thing, I do try to teach that to my kids.
I don't care if you learned how to do a cartwheel. Like, do a cartwheel over there and I'll see you and I'll go.
Good job.
I don't. And like I said, and I think I've told you this, I don't enjoy other people's children.
You just wait until Clover gets a little bit bigger, though, and you're going to be like, oh, my gosh, and you're going to be cheering her on while she does it.
No.
You will.
I will not. I would never. And, Zeta got on to me the other day about Clover was crying. And I said, Clover, children should be seen and not heard. You hush up that crying. She said, don't you say that to my baby. And I said, you are not going to raise a brat. I will not allow it. Like, all the bullshit parenting that's going on these days, I'm not going to have, my granddaughter's not going to act like that. Because I'll tear that ass up.
Well, we don't get the choice when it comes to our grandkids. I hate to tell you. We don't get that choice.
Well, as much as I keep her for free, I will be having a little bit of a say when I have her.
Now, I do believe that behavior with kids, that's kind of, that goes back to, okay, I'm going to get religious for a second.
Do it.
Okay. That goes back to where I feel like, you know how the Bible says that we were made in God's image, right?
Yeah.
Man was made in God's image. That's how people take that. Man meaning human being, whatever, but it takes on the male persona. I think that that's how, as women, that we were made in God's image. Because, like, I remember as a little girl, like, I would always, like, if I had on a dress that had ruffles or something, and if I could spin and make it flare out, I would go and spin in front of my daddy and say, you know, Daddy, look, you know. And I would want him to tell me how pretty I was or what a good job or just something. Because we do that as kids.
Yeah.
We do that to our parents. And we just want their approval or whatever. And I think that that is how we are made as women in God's image, because that's typically girls that do that. They want to be pretty. They want to be whatever. I really believe that. That's my personal opinion.
There are certain things about Christianity that I don't disagree with. Like, women are supposed to be a helper to our spouses. We're supposed to be a little bit softer. We're supposed to be a little bit... We're not meant to be... Now, I don't... There, like, I disagree with pay discrepancies between men and women.
Oh,
I
yeah,
feel like
for sure.
If a woman's doing the same job a man's doing, they should
absolutely
be paid equally. But like, in my relationship with my husband, like, it's not always been perfect. Don't get me wrong. It has not been. But like, it's not my job. It's my job to ask him how his day was and like be his, I don't want to be his equal. I want to be his partner.
Yeah.
In the relationship. Like, you know
what
I mean?
I agree with you on that.
Like, I know I'm not being real eloquent about it, but we're partners.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not the breadwinner in my family.
Like, he was,
I
he's
do
always
have
been the breadwinner.
An income, but, you know, my husband has always taken on that role, and he has always been the one who provides for our family. And
yeah.
He's done a damn good job of it, you know.
Same.
We may not have had everything we ever wanted, but we dang sure had everything we needed.
Yeah.
Always. He provided. And, you know, coming from somebody that started off marriage as teenagers and having
yeah.
nothing. And, you know, we worked for everything we had.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't take handouts from anybody. We literally worked for everything. And, I mean, that makes me respect him because he wanted to do that. He felt like that was his job and his role to do that. And so I always felt like it was my role to be supportive of him, you know. The fact that he did
yeah.
provide
well,
and take such good care of us.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Helpmate.
Helpmate. That's the word I was looking for. Like, but I can't get behind the, pick me culture.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I always call it the me first, the memes.
The memes, yeah, yeah. But it's like, and when this happened on Grey's Anatomy, I almost stopped watching it, and it was pretty early on. When she did the pick me, love me, yeah. Blah, blah.
Yeah, I didn't like that either.
That's just how I feel about all of this. I'm so fucking over, like, just fuck.
I really do wish so much that I could be there at that memorial service.
I know. I would love to be there. And, you know, I thought about sending flowers, but then I've decided instead of doing, because I'm a florist, so that's always my first thing I think is, I'll send flowers to that. I'll send flowers to that. I'll send flowers to that. I'm going to do a donation on Charlie Kirk's website, and I'm going to earmark it for blueberries. And I wish Charlie Kirk's, like, merch store would release the red, white, and blue berries t-shirt. Because I want that shirt because I think it's a good shirt. But I don't really want to buy it on TikTok Shop.
No, I've seen so many people on TikTok Shop selling this merchandise. And I don't like that.
It just kind of gives me the ick.
I think that somebody else is trying to profit off of his debt.
Yeah, it gives me the ick. So if, I may get us a t-shirt or something from the merch store.
I do have to say this. I have seen some good things that have happened since then that makes me smile personally because, like, this is where my mind was going. Okay, as somebody who is a Christian, that's me. That describes me. I've gone through this losing my parents, losing my sister, losing, you know, every family member I have, you know? Thinking about what happens next. When my best friend last year was on her deathbed, I told her, I said, will you please do me a favor and will you meet me at the gate? And she said, I will knock down your parents to be first in line. You know, and it made me laugh.
No, she gave me cry. That game made me have a feeling.
She gave me such a blessing telling me that. I mean, I was just sitting there in tears when she's telling me this, you know, and I believe that I don't believe that we understand everything there is to know about it. I don't believe that somebody, whenever they die, they're bam, they're right there in heaven. I think that time just ceased to exist for them right that second. But they will be. And, you know, anyway, I'm not going to go into that. But I'm just saying, like, I started thinking about what would he be feeling about what is going on right this second. And I think that there have been some good things that have happened, but I think what would he tell us? I think that he would tell us to keep fighting for what we know is right, but to keep doing it in that same respectful manner.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Pulling hatred with hatred is never the answer.
No.
But speaking truth, absolutely. You know, fighting for our rights that we have, absolutely. I've seen some people that have started questioning their own belief system when it comes to their political views and stuff because of all this.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you something. This is a true statement right here, though. Let's say, for instance, because I am conservative, let's say that anybody who's liberal, all of a sudden, they all turn conservative. There's not one liberal left in this whole entire country. Let's say that every one of them flip, and they all say, oh my gosh, you're right, and they all decide, like, we're going to be all Republicans all of a sudden. Do you know what would happen? There'd be another division. There'd be another party started because there's going to be something else that we're going to infight about because we have been trained to disagree to the point of, apparently, now we're disagreeing to the point of murder.
Listen, the world would be a very boring place if we all believed exactly the same way, the same things.
We've got to learn to disagree nothing. And still respect
and that,
each other.
Yeah, and that's like my whole thing with, like, I'm not a Christian. I can still respect you. You're a Christian. I know you're a Christian.
You've always respected my beliefs.
Like, I don't I can have a conversation with any Christian. I can have a respectful conversation. I can talk about the Bible. Here's the bottom line, is I can fucking be respectful. And I don't know when or why or how it became culture to just be so fucking hateful and disrespectful all the time. Like, I don't understand it. I don't want to be a part of it. I don't like it.
I can tell you. Do you remember that saying? It was a phrase, and it bothered me as soon as people started saying it. I don't know if it came off of a movie or if it just became popular, but when people would say, I'm going to get mine. Do you know that saying? I'm going to get mine. In other words, I'm going to do for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure I get what I want.
There was another one around the same time that was like, just because I can.
Yes.
I'm going to do whatever I want just because I can.
Well, see, here's the problem with I'm going to get mine. Whatever decisions that we make in this world, they don't affect just you.
No.
They affect everybody. You've got a whole circle of people around you, local.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you get into politics and stuff like that, it's going to affect everybody in not just our nation, but even other nations as well.
Did you see Venezuela declared war on us in the whole middle of this Charlie Kirk stuff?
No.
Yeah. And it's kind of like, oh, that was really unfortunate timing. And there was a TikTok, and I can't remember if I sent it to you or not, that was like, that'll be over in 45 minutes, including a halftime show and commercials mm-hmm. or something. It's stupid and rotten. I mean...
No, girl, I'm going to tell you what. I have been trying to fill my mind with fluffy stuff because of the fact that I have... Like, this is a super huge week at where I work right now.
Oh, yeah.
We're getting ready to do our second runway show.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's a lot of responsibility to make sure everything is ready before then. And it's going to be on Sunday.
Yeah.
And so, like, I'm telling you, last week and this week, I've been trying my best to just focus on some positives. And,
two, not only are you busy at work, but it's my hill time at work. And you came over here after hours and helped me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know you're exhausted. But yeah, this is
right after recovering from freaking COVID. Because I don't think that I even shared that with anybody.
Yeah, no, Christy had COVID for a week.
Finally, I've never had it for I thought I possibly could have had it last year. Didn't ever have a positive test, but I finally had a positive test.
I've never had it. I'm gonna knock on this table.
Girl, I was just like, immediately as soon as I found out that I had that, I was like, well, I'm not gonna go over there sharing that.
Thank you, because I did not have time for it.
No, I didn't have time for it either, but guess what? Sometimes you just got to make time.
Well, and, you know, you were sick with COVID, and I thought, my birthday's coming up. I wonder if I could just pretend I have COVID and just go away for a week.
Well, you should have told me. I could have got you sick. You could have stayed home for a week.
I don't want to actually be sick. I just want to tell people I have COVID and then go do something fun instead.
Mm-mm.
My husband, for that.
Jerry had the symptoms first on this one, and I was like one day behind him on everything.
Well, I'm glad you recovered from COVID.
Yeah, me too.
I've missed you horribly. We have not seen each other very much, really, at all.
No, because it doesn't count coming up here doing the moms, because it was chaos. I think that probably has to be the dirtiest I've ever seen this flower shop, as far as scraps of crap everywhere, ribbon,
There was just inches of stuff in the floor just from cutting and cutting and cutting and cutting. And I mean, oh God.
I think you had a pretty successful season, though.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I had a lot of orders for homecoming. I had a lot of funeral orders. I've got another school homecoming this week, and I've got another one next week. So I'm just, you know, I've got stuff going on, but, and it never ends at the flower shop. And I want to remind people too, of like, everybody thinks, oh, how fun, you work at a flower shop, you get to do all the fun, crafty stuff. Girl, this job is heavy sometimes.
Yeah.
This job is heavy a lot of the time.
When it comes to funerals, I can absolutely see how heavy that would be.
It is, you know, and families come in and they're crying and they're upset and they're burying their dad or their sister or their friend, you know, and I take on a lot of stuff for a lot of people. And it's heavy to carry a lot of times.
Before I was even really close friends with you, I had to come in here and I probably overshared because I was all up in my feelings.
And that's okay. I mean, and I've always said being a florist is kind of like being a bartender or a hairdresser or a therapist, because people do come in here, you know, and I know a lot of people's like dark, dirty family secrets, and I would never tell any of that stuff, but I know all of it and I carry that. So every family that comes in here, like, I hope you know, like, I'm not going to tell your shit all over town, and I'm not. But I do. I carry that for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And the load is heavy. But, yeah, and so, what is the fatigue thing that's going around? Like, my brain is so tired.
You're under political fatigue.
Political fatigue. That's what it is. I have a bad, bad case of political fatigue. I'm fucking tired.
Yeah.
I'm tired of the arguing. I'm tired of everybody has to be the loudest person in the room, because my job is not always fun. My job is heavy a lot of the time. And I'm tired of everything else in my life also being heavy.
Yeah.
Like, I need some fluffy stuff. Somebody send me a funny TikTok. I just need a funny TikTok. Somebody make me laugh. I can't.
I know, and I feel bad, too, because...
I know, and I'm bad about, like...
I haven't been able to be there for you with everything going on for me.
You've had too much going on. And I know that sometimes I'm bad also about sending, like, a political TikTok. But I try to keep it to a minimum. And I try to make it...
I don't mind receiving them because funny. I like to see other people's points of view and stuff. I do. But this hit me in a different way.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of funny. You know how... Well, you're in the funeral business to a point.
Yeah.
You know how every time somebody passes away, all of a sudden, all these people come out of the woodwork and they were all their best friend. Oh, that was we were as close as sisters. We were best friends. That was my so-and-so. And they get all very personal about how this person just loved them beyond anybody else in the world. And I kind of feel like a lot of people have all of a sudden become Charlie Kirk's best friend. I was not his most avid listener. I didn't even start listening to him when he first started. But, you know, I did listen, and I did like him a lot.
Listen, I knew who he was.
Yeah.
Because I think I mentioned to you, like, when we first started the podcast, maybe, I was like, yeah, this guy comes across my TikTok, and this is what he does, and he goes to college campuses, and you're like, oh, yeah, Charlie Kirk, I know all about that. And I was like, oh, well, he's kind of cool. But, like, I knew who he was. I knew his name.
Yeah.
But I wasn't, like, an avid follower.
No, but, like, all these people, like, there's a whole movement, We Are Charlie. Now, there's certain aspects of that I like it. I do, because, you know, people are saying, you know, especially because after they heard what his wife had to say, they're wanting to continue and carry on his mission. And I love that. I do. I absolutely love that. And I'm glad that people who never would have given him a chance to listen to him before are finally going back and listening to some of the things that he spoke about. Because, listen, he used facts. He didn't just speak his opinion. He told facts and truths to people. And so in that aspect, yes, I love that people are listening to him now. But at the same time, I think that there's a bunch of people.
Well, I just
not listen to anything he says, but it's the popular thing right now.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, and back to the thing of taking it too far. Like, just do a medium amount of things. Just, you know, you don't have to be one extreme or the other. You can be in the middle and it's okay. You don't have to have all of the feelings or none of the feelings. You can have a little bit of feelings. And that's okay. Just be medium. Be in the middle.
Dang, girl.
I'm just, when I tell
you. I have big feelings. I do. I have huge feelings, but I'm not projecting my feelings on other people.
Like, yes. And, like, I've had conversations in recent days with people that I'm close to, like, that they're going to school me on what's going on. First of all, not a motherfucker is going to school me on shit.
No. That's not respectful.
It's not respect. First of all, it's not a respectful conversation. And if you can't come at me and have a respectful conversation and go, hey, I heard this. What are your thoughts and feelings on it? This is the way I feel. That's a respectful conversation. Don't come spewing shit at me and expect me to just sit there and take it.
Especially whenever it's stuff that you know damn well is things that are like, not factual.
While I sit here and
suspicions
say.
Suspicions or whatever. And
yeah. Well, I'll sit here and say that I do not consume. There are certain things that I do not consume. But the things that I do consume are factual.
Yeah.
I don't listen to a lot of opinion TikTok. I don't like, I like for my TikToks to be funny. I like Michelle the bartender. Love her. She teaches me how to make fun drinks.
I like that.
She does funny skits. She gets a little bit political sometimes, but she's on the conservative side, so I like her. Most of the time she's funny. Like, you can be a little bit political without being wholly political. You can do other shit. Like, sometimes I have something political to say, but most of the time I'm a mom and a grandma and a florist and a person that lives a life and has things outside of that. You know what I started watching on Paramount Plus? Ghosts. It is the stupidest show I've ever seen in my life, but my God, it's hilarious and it's dumb. And I fucking love it. There's 5 seasons of it. It got renewed for 6 seasons.
I know you texted me the other day that I needed to
watch
that.
I mean, like, it is just, it's completely idiotic. And it's got that girl from iZombie, and I love her because she's so stupid. Like, she just does, she's fun. Find something stupid.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised. Is it British?
No.
I thought that you weren't watching anything besides British.
Okay,
TV.
But there are several characters on there that are British.
Okay.
No, it's not British. But yeah, I am done with American television for the most part. But like, go watch Below Deck, bitch. Like, go.
That really is kind of mindless TV.
I love, go watch
mindless. I told you that I found out that Captain Lee has another.
Yeah, you told me that.
Yeah,
I gotta go find
it.
Yeah,
another show.
But yeah, just
Deadly Waters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just find something on TV that's mindless to watch. Below Deck's a good one. The show Ghosts I'm watching is a good one. Literally, okay, I know you've never heard.
The Office, y'all.
The Office is good.
God, I loved watching The Office. My youngest daughter ended up talking me into watching that. It is so stupid.
Any British television, there was a show back in the 90s, and it's probably older than that. I think it was reruns in the 90s. Are You Being Served? Do you remember that one? It was about all these people that work in a department store. That's the funniest shit I've ever watched in my life. Go find that. Watch that. Stop the all-consuming need for whatever.
Or read a trashy book.
Read a trashy book. I just ordered a new book for myself.
Ooh. I have my hand raised like I'm in school right now. Oh.
Yes, Christy. What can I do? What can I help you with?
Oh. One of my favorite books that I read last year is being made into a movie. And
nice.
I've got the trailer for it.
Did you ever read those books?
Not yet. Oh. No. Girl, I'm still on that same series.
Oh, yeah.
That I was already on. I haven't finished that yet. But anyway, The Housemaid. As a matter of fact, I had recommended to Linda when she was going on vacation last year. Mm-hmm. But they made The Housemaid into a movie. And I was trying to look on here to see when it was going to be out. The book was amazing, and I'm just hoping that they didn't screw up the movie.
They probably did. If it was American-made, I'm sure they did. But, I mean, go watch a British police procedural. That shit is the best TV you'll ever watch. I love a British police procedural. Like, play a game on your phone. You can play a game on your phone. If You got to have your phone in your
December
hand.
December the 19th.
Okay, cool.
December the 19th.
I haven't been to the movies in years because movies just irritate the fuck out of me for the most part. But maybe we should have a movie night.
Girl.
I feel like that would get me anxiety.
But I love that the author of this story.
Can we just wait till it comes out on Netflix and watch it in one of our living rooms?
Yeah. The author of this story, though, her name is Freda McFadden, and everything that she writes is psychological thrillers.
I love a psychological thriller.
Everything. Every one of her books will, the whole time you're trying to figure out, is this what's happening? No. Okay, it's this. No. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's this. I mean, it just keeps you on your toes. I've read almost everything that she's written. Like, I went down a whole, like, I couldn't put her stories down. I just started reading every single thing I could about her, and God, I love her. She's good. That's a good author.
I bought a Harlan Coben book series, and, because I love Harlan Coben books, and I got the first two books in the series, and then the third book shipped separately, and it was not the third book in that series, so I've got to send a message to Amazon and be like, I got a weird random Western book that I'm not going to read. Can you see?
Oh, yeah, contact them. They'll make it right.
Yeah, so, I don't know. But, yeah, I buy books like I have time to read, but...
But, no, that's the deal, is to make time for things like that in your life.
Yeah.
That's healthy.
That's a healthy
thing to do. If you know that you are consumed with something, then find something else to consume your time.
Yeah, just read a book, do something.
And I'm not saying to don't ever think about these things. I'm not saying that.
Yeah, no.
But it just needs to be in healthier dosages. And by God, for the love of God, if you are just pulling freaking conspiracies out of your ass, please stop, because you're not helping anything.
You're not helping the situation. Like, it's bad enough. It's bad enough as it is, the facts of what happened. Stop making shit up in your mind, because you're not helping, and you're actually making it worse.
No, because the honest truth is, that is something that a whole lot of us will never unsee.
No, and I, like, knee-jerk reaction sent that to you, and I'm so sorry, because I saw it, and, like, I didn't know what to do, so I just sent it to you in hopes that you would tell me what to do, and you said, do not ever do that again, you dumb bitch.
I did not say that. I did not.
You were very displeased,
like,
with me.
Oh, my,
like,
God,
well,
please don't ever send me something like that again. Like, I saw that, and I looked at Jerry, because Jerry was sitting right there. Like, I opened it up, and I mean, it immediately was happening, and I just looked at Jerry and I said, he's dead. He's dead. There's no way he survived.
I mean, and that was, like, knee-jerk of me. But I saw it and went, I don't know how to feel about this. Chris, you should tell me how I feel here.
You should feel completely disgusted.
I mean, that...
I wanted to vomit. I just wanted to vomit. You know, I have to say this one thing, too, while it's fresh on my mind. But with that whole going back to people thinking that they're being armchair detectives, coming up with all these different theories and stuff... Like, I don't know if you've realized how much you can be hurting people by doing that. Let's just wait on factual information coming in.
Listen to this. This is a wild fact right here. There are people that it is their job to investigate what has happened to Charlie Kirk.
Well, it's
let those people do their fucking job.
Because people will listen to the misinformation, and then it just causes more division, more panic, more anxiety. It's not helping, you know? And that was my main thing that I really wanted to say today. This jumping to conclusions. Like, I saw somebody that was trying to say that this man was giving signals because he crossed his arms.
There was somebody doing some weird, like, touching their hat, like, doing baseball signs. But I think that that was part of his security team.
He was on his security team. Yeah,
so
that came out
He was on the security team communicating with somebody else on the security team. Shit.
But it's not... how do I say this? It's not fair to push... It's not fair to push your theories out there to the general public to continue this hatred baiting, you know?
Well, and here, you know, and I think this goes back to, like, the OJ trial of, like, the public being involved in the investigation, of the public being involved in the...
Don't get me wrong. Like, I like being involved. I want to know.
But, like, don't make up your own theories. There are people that it is their job to investigate.
Can you imagine what it would have been like if we would have had TikTok back during all that?
Oh, my God.
I mean, really?
Yeah.
If we would have had Facebook... If we would have had all
the... I don't know if I've
media.
Said this on the podcast or not. I took Facebook off my phone. Facebook pisses me off. Everybody on Facebook pisses me off. I don't have...
Good to know.
If you post something on Facebook, I will not know about it.
Well, I knew that you didn't, but I just was making jokes because you said... Because I'm on Facebook, so therefore I piss you off.
Oh, no. No, like, the stupid shit people post on Facebook, like, and the stupid shit that I used to post on Facebook, like, when it says, what are you doing? Oh, I'm blah, 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 blah. Like, bitch, nobody gives a fuck what I'm doing. Not a person on this planet gives a flying fuck what I'm doing.
You know, I look at this, too. Like, I've met a few different people. Since being on TikTok, I've met people from across the country and stuff. I've made friends with a couple of them, where I've talked to them almost daily now. And, you know, some of them, that is the only, if they're homebound or whatever, they can't really do a whole lot. That is their only source of being able to get out of, like, so I kind of like it that way because they can do a live and they can talk to people on there, and that's kind of like their interaction with human beings for the day. But I agree with you. Some of the stuff, I cringe at some of the stuff that I used to put on Facebook, like what I cooked for dinner and stuff like that. Nobody cares.
Like, and you're doing
now,
a lot of...
Now, here's the deal. If you might possibly feed me, please send me all the pictures of what you cooked.
Yeah, like if you want to cook dinner for me, bring me a plate. But no, and like I've done a few time lapse things from the flower shop on TikTok, but like I miss the time before social media. I miss what life was like when there was not social media.
Yeah,
when I just miss that.
I'm so glad we didn't have it back in the day.
You and I were the last generation to grow up and not have that as children.
Yeah.
And so,
we had to use our imaginations, and I had to
play outside, girl.
And you know what happened when you disagreed with somebody? You took it outside, and you had a little fist fight or whatever, and guess what? You got over it real quick after that.
Yeah.
Real quick. I mean, you didn't stay mad.
No, we were taught to handle our shit. But no, I find myself, the older I get, like, my birthday's next week, I'm fixing to be 45 years old. Like, when I tell you that I do not have the time nor the brain capacity for stupid fucking drama, I don't have it. I don't have it. I don't want to be a part of it. I don't want to be around it. I don't want to know about it. I want the 80s back. Fuck.
The 80s were such a good time.
I wish I'd have been a little bit older in the 80s because I feel like the old 80s would have been a better time if I'd have been older in the 80s. But
I don't know. I just enjoyed it. It was so fun and carefree. There's a lot of stuff that I have regrets about from back then, but man, those were some good days. Yeah. Okay, you know, you were the one who taught me into getting on TikTok.
Yeah.
And well, I started meeting so many people that were Gen X people. And, like, it has been so fun going down nostalgia lane with them.
But, yeah, that's where my headspace is at right now. Is I'm longing for a simpler time.
Yeah.
And so I'm paying somebody to take care of my social media for the shop. I'm on TikTok when I want to be, consuming what I want to.
Yeah.
And not consuming what I don't want to. My thumb got real fast.
Yeah. But there's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
I'm too old for stupid shit. I just don't. Like, why can't everybody just get along, agree to disagree about whatever the issue is? I'm like, just let everybody be. Just everybody be calm and kind. Be kind. Why can't everybody just be kind? Just be kind. You don't have to agree.
Just be kind. That goes back to that mindset of I'm going to get mine. I'm going to be right. I'm going to be first.
I've never been that way.
Instant gratification.
Do you like my shirt?
I do. Live, laugh, lobotomy.
My shirt says live, laugh, lobotomy because that's what I fucking want right now. I speak. I'm so done with the narcissistic entitlement. Listen, I could lock myself in my house and just be at my house. I'm just over it with people. I'm just over it. And that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't have anything else to say today. I'm done. Just pick peace.
Yeah.
Pick peace for yourself.
Yeah.
Pick inner peace.
Agreed.
Calm. If you have big feelings about something, maybe just I don't mean internalize it, but like you don't have to make sure everybody else in the room is also having big feelings about that thing. Because just because you're having big feelings doesn't mean everybody else should.
Well, and it doesn't mean that everybody else can deal with their big feelings.
Because my brain is so exhausted and it's not even feelings that I have. It's everybody else is having big feelings and making goddamn sure that I know about them. And I am tired.
Yeah.
I'm tired. I'm tired of other people. Yeah. Pick peace for yourself. Did not think I was going to get emotional about that, but I am. So, anyway, I'm done for today. I don't have anything else to say. My brain is broken. Be kind to one another. Just be fucking kind. Just be fucking nice. And donate to turningpointusa.com. I'm doing a personal donation, and then I'm also going to do a donation on behalf of the podcast. So, I'll try and put in a link in the show notes. Everybody go donate. And shut the fuck up.
Yep.
So, I am going to go drink another beer. I'm going to sit on the porch and cry with my friend. And talk to you later next week.
Yeah.
I'm done. You got anything else?
No.